The Nooksack tribe near Bellingham is set to start removing hundreds of its members this week. It's considered to be the largest tribal disenrollment ever in Washington state. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, more than 300 members stand to lose access to certain benefits like health care and tribal jobs.
Nooksack member Angel Rabang has lived on the reservation near Mount Baker since the 80s. Her three children, all adults now, were born there. But she says she saw the writing on the wall after her cousin and uncle recently lost their long-held tribal jobs.
And as soon as they got let go, I knew right there that they were going to go down the list, people they were going to fire, and I knew I'd be one of them.
She was. But Rabang says she's more worried about her elderly relatives who depend on the tribe for health care and housing. The Nooksack tribe uses a 1942 census to confirm membership. In February, the council sent letters to 306 members, saying the individuals lacked proof of tribal ancestry. The members all descend from a woman named Annie George, but her name appears missing from the census. Rabang says this issue has torn the tribe apart, and other members are afraid of repercussions if they get involved.
I have friends that are other tribal members from different families, and they are beside themselves. They cannot say anything. They're too scared of it.
Rabang thinks the controversy boils down to a family feud. In her view, it's not about tribal money or resources. Nooksack Council members did not respond to KUOW's interview requests, but Chairman Bob Kelly has previously said the disenrollments are based on lineage, not politics. Rabang says even if she loses her Nooksack membership, she'll fight to stay in her home on the reservation.
I don't think my grandma would want me to up and run. I would like to fight for my ancestors.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.